I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Tuesday, beautiful Tuesday in much of the state, the 6th of October. We're going to be talking about paying for college, a topic that we've discussed frequently on this show, and we'll meet our guests in a moment. I do want to tell you that, in case you forgot, we're in our fall membership drive, very important drive for us, so keep that in mind during the course of the hour, and keep the phone number in mind for you to send us a gift, 888-202-2552, or you can always go to WPR.org, and we appreciate deeply your gifts. Julian Berman is a reporter for Market Watch covering student debt and wrote a very informative Paying for College piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal on September 21st. Money and College is the title of the piece, 8 Crucial Questions for Parents and Children. And we thank you, Julian, very much for being with us. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thank you. You write early in the piece that we avoid talking about how are we going to pay for college in many families. Why do we avoid the subject? It's an important topic.
Yeah, it's definitely important, but people are still sort of shy about it. You know, one reason is that parents are just uncomfortable talking about their finances with their kids generally, right? They don't want to share with them how much they make or things like that. So, you know, when you get into a conversation of how much can we afford, you know, how much are we willing to pay, that, you know, that can be a little uncomfortable for parents.
Go ahead, Jillian.
Oh, another reason is, you know, parents, they want the best for their kids, and they don't ever want to think that, you know, their finances are going to limit their kids' future. So, you know, they don't want to, they're maybe shy about breaking it to their kids that, hey, you know, we may not be able to afford this. You might have to try to find another way to pay for it.
Right. Well, you look at the cost of some of the schools these days and you wonder how anybody, unless you're really way up there in income, can afford college.
Right, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, it's really hard to pay for it, and that's why so many people rely on loans. Parents themselves rely on loans. The kids are taking out loans, too. So it's really, I mean, parents shouldn't be hard on themselves if, you know, if they can't afford their kids' dream school.
Mm-hmm. What you have a series of 8 questions here that are important. The first one seems obvious, and yet I wonder how many people actually sit down and say, what do you want to get out of college? Why are you going?
Right. And it does seem obvious when you say it like that, but, you know, definitely, as, you know, as some of us know, when we applied to college ourselves, there was, you know, sort of a lot of nebulous factors that came into it. You know, the location, did your best friend's brother have a really great time at this school, a sports team, you know, things like that. And so, you know, parents and kids should really sort of zero in on why exactly a student wants to go to college. Do they have a specific career in mind? Are they really just trying to, you know, find themselves, like get a good liberal arts education, things like that? And by narrowing it down, it can kind of help come up with a list of affordable schools.
Does it ever make sense, Jillian, to do what you can to send your child to a prestigious and pricey school?
Yeah. So some of the experts I spoke to said, you know, sometimes the cost is worth it, right? There are some fields where hiring is really competitive. It's built a lot on networks. You know, one good example is the financial industry, which we're familiar with here in New York. And, you know, in those cases, it might make sense to spring for a pricier school. But if you're studying something, or if the student plans to study something that you can kind of get anywhere, the job market doesn't depend so much on the name brand recognition of your school, like, say, education, then you might want to look at other options.
Mm-hmm. You also talk about community colleges, and it may make sense to look at that so that you can save some money and perhaps use that for graduate school.
Yeah, so this is something that I think families who have children that are, you know, that are definitely qualified to attend a four-year school are a little bit nervous about. But, you know, community college, going to community college for a couple of years and then transferring to a four-year school can be a great way to go. The degree that you get, all it says is where you graduated from. It doesn't say where you started. So, you know, that can be a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. How much are parents usually willing to contribute?
Sorry, can you say that again? How much are parents usually willing to
contribute?
To contribute. Yeah, so it depends. But over the past couple of years, parents have you know, they've been willing to contribute a little bit more than in the past when the recession really sort of crimped parents' contributions. But, you know, sometimes, and the contributions can come in different ways, right? Sometimes parents contribute out of pocket, sometimes through loans. You know, so it really sort of depends.
Mm-hmm. You break down some numbers here, and they're really worth considering when you're going to be spending so much money on education. A couple, you say, earning $100,000 annually who shells out $120,000 over 4 years of college will need to spend an extra, get this, 12 extra years working to recoup those funds.
Yeah, so that was a calculation that we asked a financial aid expert to do for us. And basically, that's assuming that they, you know, that they devote 10% of their income to sort of paying it off, which he says is a, you know, is a safe measure. And so, yeah, that, you know, that's something that people don't really think about, that if you, you know, put extra money into paying for your kids' college, you have to find a way to recoup that, and it could take a long time.
Yeah, and you also have to consider the possibility that you might lose your job.
Right, yeah, and, you know, and that's scary. You know, people can, they can lose their job for a variety of reasons, but especially when, you know, parents of college students, they're sort of nearing retirement age, they're getting a little bit older, and, you know, sometimes health concerns come up, or, you know, you may just not be able to work anymore. And right. If that's the case, you might have to change your college plan.
Yeah. And you didn't look at this, but I know you know the answer to this. If parents can, at what point should they start setting aside at least some money for this very large expense? Is it when the child is born?
Yeah, that, you know, that's what people say, as soon as possible, especially because, you know, a lot of the vehicles that that parents will use for this stuff are, you know, our investment vehicles like 529 plans. And so, you know, there's a miracle of compound interest there. So the earlier you start, even if it's with a pretty small amount, you have a better chance of having that grow.
Many of the college students I know work, and some of them work a huge number of hours, which seems to me might interfere with being able to study and be in the business of learning, which is what college is all about. What are the possibilities for college students finding jobs to supplement the income for college?
So finding jobs, especially if the student qualifies for work study, which is a type of financial aid, finding jobs in that capacity is actually, you know, pretty easy. I was recently at my alma mater, the University of Michigan, and students there were telling me that, you know, there were actually too many work study jobs and not enough students to fill
really?
Them.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was pretty interesting. And the problem is because they're sort of designated as, you know, work-study jobs, they can't open them up to the free market, right? So the students can, you know, tend to have a relatively easy time finding a job. The jobs don't pay amazingly, but, you know, they do provide some, you know, some extra money and definitely some work experience, which is nice.
And you also have to, if you're going to be taking out loans, it really behooves you to look at what loans are best to take out. Again, an interesting statistic in your Wall Street Journal article that a student who plans to make $35,000 a year, which many students will be making when they graduate,
yeah,
and takes out $35,000 in loans, will need to devote 12.3% of a monthly income to pay off the loan in 10 years, and that's assuming a 4.29 interest rate.
Right, and, you know, and that's what the interest rate is on federal student loans right now, and that's actually, you know, that's relatively low compared to recent years. But, yeah, you know, a rule of thumb that sort of financial aid experts say is students should try to avoid taking out the total amount in loans that they think they're going to make their first year out of college. So if you think you're going to make $40,000 a year the first year you graduate, you should only take out $40,000 worth of loans.
Mm-hmm. And you also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Unless,
oh, yeah. And I mean, and one thing to consider there is, you know, experts say that you should try as hard as you can to sort of maximize your use of federal loans before you switch to private loans, because often those don't come with the same protections that mm-hmm. federal loans do.
Mm. And is it true that many families just look at how they're going to pay for the first year of school instead of looking at the whole thing?
Yeah, so that's one thing that came up with a lot of the financial aid experts I spoke to. Parents and students are really, really focused on being able to afford their first year at that dream school. And, you know, you really have to think of it as a, you know, it's a 4-year plan. So if you, you know, if you find a way to shell out the money for the first year, and after that you, you know, you can't afford the following 3 years, it can, you know, it ends up sort of being a wash because you've paid for this really expensive first year of school, but you don't get the degree from, you know, from that institution. So you sort of have wasted the money.
We're talking, we're welcoming your phone calls as well. We've done a lot of shows on student debt and heard from so many of you the problems that you're facing as a family, or you may be a student who took out loans and you're just having a hard time paying them back. So it behooves us to look at the whole picture and what it is parents can do to plan for college, how much are they willing to contribute, what decisions you should make about where you should go. It requires some very careful thought. If you're going to be a hotshot investment banker, maybe you want to look at a prestigious school that costs a lot of money, but how can you afford to do that? Does it make sense to look at a community college for a couple years, state schools, public schools versus private schools? Can you work as a student, and how much can you conceivably think of making, what you can use that money for, how much debt you should take on, which is an important question. Well, what have all of you done when you've been considering college or put your sons and daughters through school? Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. The email is talk@WPR.org. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, our producer of this program, along with Scotty Myers, and this just happens to be our fall membership drive. You know that it's very, very important for you to support us to keep this whole marvelous service on the air. So whatever you can give right now is important. And here's how you can do it. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hi, KP.
Hello, Kathleen.
Oh, wait, I got to turn your mic on. Hi. Hi,
push
KP.
That button.
There we go.
Hello, Kathleen. I just want to thank 11 listeners last hour who made pledges for WPR. And we have a big goal this hour as well. I think we can achieve. That's a goal of 40 pledges before 2 o'clock. So you'll want to make the donation now to help pay for the programs that you rely on, like the Kathleen Dunn Show. And because your gift of any amount automatically qualifies you or enters you into a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip.
Yeah. That's good. So we ask you to meet the goal and get entered in that drawing. You know, we crave substance in our lives, and if you're talking about substance, you're talking about this service. We do so many shows that are so substantial. I'm thinking about some recently, KP, that, you know, we've done a lot of programs on the achievement gap. Is desegregation the answer to the achievement gap? That was a really important show, I think. The public financing for the Milwaukee Bucks, the migration crisis, all of our All Things Political guests, the scandal at the Volkswagen, the reporter from Washington Post covering Scott Walker's campaign, a boy and his dog, that wonderful story about Owen and Hatchie. Listen to that if you didn't have a chance to. It was so, so moving. So with that in mind, the kind of substance and the variety of topics that we can do only with your support, make your contribution. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and this membership drive also, you can choose a WPR tote bag we have as a thank you gift for a pledge of just $6 a month. It's just a little added incentive to get you to, you know, think about how much this service is worth to you. You know, a lot of people paid $10 for Netflix. Why not pay $5 a month for WPR? Make
right.
sure that's around. Or $6 a month, and you can pick up that tote bag as well. It's made from recycled cotton. It's printed right here in Wisconsin. And your pledge will support the programs, and you'll get to take that canvas tote bag home with you as well. Check it out at WPR.org. You can ask for it when you pledge right now there or at 888-202-2552.
And remember, it makes a great present.
This membership drive, we're having a drawing for a trip of your choice to South Africa, Cuba, or Canada. When you give, you're automatically entered, but you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now.
And you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm KP Whaley here with Kathleen Dunn in studio, asking for your gift to the listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. Again, you're right, that canvas tote bag does make a really good gift.
I know. Now, I'm hoping for one.
All my family's clamoring because they heard me say yesterday. Who's going to get it? Do I get one?
Then you have to get more.
A better gift would be a trip for two to Cuba, I think.
Yes.
So, again, during your pledge, we'll enter you into a drawing for two tickets on a number of different trip options. So you can do that again at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I mentioned before some of the great shows we've just done in the past couple weeks. And the reason that we can do this, some people don't understand the financing here. It is because members kick in a large portion of WPR's budget. It is the single largest part. So become a member and help make this wonderful service possible. $5 a month, WPR.org. It doesn't have to be $5. It's whatever you want. Or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you know, one common factor among a lot of our listeners is that they love to read. And, of course, we have Daniel Golden on often on this show. And you've probably gotten a lot of book recommendations from your WPR listing, whether it's a book that you're listening to on Chapter Day. Many interviews that Kathleen does with authors and Joy and the others, or something you've heard on a news program that made you want to go out and learn more about that topic. You can kind of consider WPR, your WPR listening will lead to a kind of a never-ending book list.
It sure does.
I know I have that list going at home as well. So your donation right now really does help keep that endless hours of enjoyment and discovery possible at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
And let's put this in your mind. A $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is just a little over... Ta-da.
What is that?
30 cents a day.
Oh my gosh.
30 cents a day.
That's pretty unbelievable.
It is. You probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things that you value a lot less than WPR. So if you spend a little bit right now, you get a whole lot in return. Join, renew, make an extra gift. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Again, a big goal this hour. We're still looking for about 33 more pledges in the next, I don't know, 40-some minutes. So your pledge right now during this fall membership drive is important. And as an added bonus, your pledge of any amount today does enter you into that drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. And again, sustainers, don't worry, you're automatically entered.
And we'll mention this again. This is KP's favorite. Don't forget to ask for the WPR tote. You can never have too many of those. And this one is lovely. It's yours for a pledge of $6 a month. That's $72 or more, which is in most people's price range. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I mentioned sustainers. If you already a sustainer, thank you. You're entered into the drawing. If you're not a sustainer, consider it. It's a really easy way to set up a convenient, ongoing monthly donation from your bank account or your credit card. You don't have to think about renewing. It automatically renews. And then when you're listing, you'll always know that you're contributing as well. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I was listening to you and you just make a lot of sense.
All of this makes sense. That's why I love Pledge Drive. We listen.
I know.
We love. We give to make sure that we can listen
pajamas.
And love and give.
Yep. As somebody said yesterday, or as Elizabeth from Minnesota says, I love WPR and want to help keep it alive and well. So do we. So do you.
Absolutely.
So pledge. And you can do that. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Gracias, KP.
Thank you.
Okay. Taking phone calls about college on air in just a moment. If you'd like to join this conversation, 888-800-486-8655 is the number here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour, questions for parents and their children who will be going to college, money questions mostly. And our guest is Jillian Berman, who is a Market Watch reporter and wrote a very informative piece in the Wall Street Journal late in September. We're taking phone calls for Jillian, 800-486-8655. How did you or how are you financing college? Do you have any tips for everybody? Jeannie in Salem, our first caller. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to share a situation that came up for us. If there are other families out there with more than one child in college at the same time,
mm-hmm.
When I signed on all of their Parent PLUS loans, I didn't realize that when the first child would graduate, all of their loans would go into repayment status. And had we alternated which parent would have signed on which child's loans, then the second child's loans wouldn't have come due until that child graduated. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I think it's a very strange system. And the idea that they allow just one parent to sign, and none of the three schools our kids were in warned us about that, was really devastating for us. I expected a bill of $800 a month when my child graduated, and I got a bill of 14.
Ooh.
I mean, it was absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give people a heads up. If that system hasn't changed, it should be changed.
Thank you for the call. Jillian.
Yeah. Parent PLUS loans are something that, you know, financial aid experts, they tell me all the time that they're sort of something to be worried about. A lot of times when they're offered to students and parents, they're sort of offered in a general financial aid package. And in a lot of cases, it's not necessarily clear, you know, that parents will be taking on that loan. I haven't heard of the situation that the caller described, but, you know, that it's obviously having an unexpected payment that, you know, that can totally change your plans for repayment. So parents, you know, should look into Parent PLUS loans and perhaps ways to avoid them if at all possible.
How big a problem, just a general question, Jillian, and be specific as you'd like, how big a problem is this student debt? Are there just lots and lots of families and students who just can't pay them off? It's taking forever. It's a huge amount of money. Is it a huge problem in the country?
Yeah, so there's about, 1.2 or 1.3 trillion dollars in student debt outstanding, depending on what measures you look at right now. So, you know, that's a lot of money. In terms of, you know, we hear a lot about a so-called student debt crisis. And depending on who you talk to, it's not such a crisis, or it is something that we really need to be concerned about. So, about 40 million Americans have student debt. And a lot of those people, they're not really struggling to pay it back. You know, they went to college. They got a degree that is, you know, that's providing them with more money that they can use to pay back those loans. But then there are some who, you know, maybe they attended a school that, you know, now has a dubious reputation. That's happening to a lot of for-profit colleges out there.
Right.
And, you know, they shelled out the money. They took on these loans to attend the school, and now they're left with a degree that, you know, maybe it isn't helping them get a job that could help them pay back those loans.
Let's go next to Dave in Schulzburg. Hi, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This, probably in the last year, this is the fourth time I've called in on such a topic on either Wisconsin or the national radios. And the caller who just called in from Salem, I had three in college at the same time. Two graduated, one washed out, each with $30,000 apiece.
Ooh.
Ma'am in Salem, you must be an advocate with me, just as you as a host and your guest must tell all students and parents, quit voting for incumbent congressmen and senators who take our tax dollars from the Federal Reserve at zero interest, charge our children 5%. That's un-American, but we keep electing them. I've talked my three children into it. Now she's got to talk her three children and spouses. Do not vote for an incumbent. It would take 5 minutes on the floor of Congress for all the 18-year-olds and above going to college when they find out they're not going to be voting for them. That's all it's going to take. Now, I'll hang up, and my comments will not even garner 15 seconds additional time from two ladies, just like the last three times I called in. Thank you very much, though.
You got your comments on the air, Dave. Jillian.
Yeah, well, so, you know, there's a lot that this is an issue that politicians are definitely talking about. But, you know, like the caller expressed, sometimes that doesn't translate into action in the ways that people would like to see. you know, there have been bills introduced a few times to try to make it so that students could refinance their interest rates on their student loans, which you can't do right now. So, you know, we're in an environment where interest rates are sort of relatively favorable, but, you know, if you took out a student loan, you know, a few years ago at 6% or something, 6% interest, there's no opportunity to refinance. So, you know, that's something that some lawmakers are working on, but, you know, there's not really much progress there, mm-hmm. as the caller expressed.
You wrote a recent piece for MarketWatch, "Don't Pay Off Your Student Loans Debt Yet." Why shouldn't you pay it off as soon as you can?
So this is something that sort of came to me because you see a lot of headlines out there, people, you know, talking about, oh, I paid off my student loans in 6 months. Here's how you can do it, too. And the thing about student debt is if you can afford to pay it, it's not, you know, it's not necessarily as bad or as onerous as, you know, credit card debt, for example, which can have a really high interest rate. So you should definitely make progress towards paying back your student loans. You shouldn't ignore them or forget about them. But sometimes it may make more sense to devote your resources to other things, like, say, saving for a home, or, you know, or if you have some higher interest debt, towards paying that off before you rush to pay off your loans.
We welcome more phone calls for Jillian. We're asking the question how you can plan for paying for the high cost of college, what makes sense for your family, that you need to have conversations about what's the purpose of going to school, what does your son or daughter hope to accomplish by going to college, what kinds of choices are within a price range. If you go too high a cost, how it can hurt your family financially. You have to plan that something might happen in the family as well. What about student debt, student working, student responsibility for part of the cost? That's what's on our agenda here today, and we're welcoming your phone calls. How have you paid for your son's or daughter's education, if you've been able to do that? What have you done about student debt? Do you have any tips for us? 800-486-8655 is our number. 800-486-8655. We have a busy hour because we're also in our fall membership drive, and this is what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your place to go for great programs, these kinds of drives. I know they're difficult sometimes, but they are so necessary. We'll get back to our guest and our important conversation in a moment. First, KP Whaley is with me to encourage YOU to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of all of the programs that you count on.
Like this one.
Yes,
sir. We're still looking for 26 more pledges this hour and the next 20 so minutes help us stay on track. So when you pledge now, we'll also enter you into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You can donate any amount to the fall membership drive, and maybe you could then experience the culture and music of Cuba.
Nice.
Or explore South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Or enjoy the Canadian Rockies,
mm-hmm.
By train. What a great gift that would be for a special someone that you could bring with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to donate to enter, but we would certainly appreciate that. Go to WPR.org for all those details, or go there and you can make a pledge or call at 888-202-2552 and get entered into the drawing.
We've been doing this show for a long time. I've been in radio for, I've been here for 22 years now, which is amazing. So there's something that keeps me going here. It's the stimulation of all of these wonderful topics, trying to make a difference in our understanding of the things that are right with the world and the things that could use improvement. KP and Scotty and I have a really good time working together with lots of ideas every day. We started talking about phobias and made up new words concerning phobias this morning, and then thought, well, that'd be a good show. So as you can imagine, it's a great working environment, and we work hard to give you programs that you feel will be important in your life. And you don't get shows, you really don't get shows like this anywhere else. You just don't. So pledge. Give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we take you places, too. You know, mm-hmm. These trips would be fantastic to go to Cuba or go across the Canadian Rockies. But, you know, every day we take you on a trip as well. We've taken you to the Philae Lander on the meteor that was flying through
space.
Right.
Oh, that was fascinating.
We took you out to the International Space Station with the Colonel.
Yes.
Sadfield twice.
Yes.
So there's a lot of places that we take you each and every day right here on the show. And if you appreciate that, pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and show your support and love for this show and for all the great programming here at WPR.
And as an added incentive, we have something special. I think this is a nice thing. It's a new spin on an old favorite. It's a tote bag. It's made from recycled cotton with a bright blue WPR design, and it's printed in the state. And it's yours for, this is manageable for most people, $6 a month. That's $72 or more. So you can show your support for WPR, get more people to listen when you make your pledge, and you pledge by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, we want to thank Adam and Lisa and Katie and others here in the office who brought in a bunch of treats for us to keep us going, giving us lots of energy. I haven't seen pie, but I've been thinking about pie.
You have?
I have. You know?
Why?
Because I think about WPR's budget pie, and the biggest piece of that pie is actually listener support. So while, you know, we do get funding sources from state and government and businesses, it is also important that your contribution is the biggest piece of that pie, the piece that I always go for.
What kind of pie is the listener support? Is it blueberry or cherry?
It might be apples in season right now.
Apple pie.
So anyway, we do appreciate that big piece of apple pie that you provide us. And you you can do that because all of the listeners kind of contribute all their contributions, and it becomes one big piece of pie.
Great.
And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Did you have lunch?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? I thought maybe you didn't. Again, it's 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
I've listened all over the country, you know, traveling, you try to find the public stations. What we have here is so wonderful, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. And it is, for many people, I think it's, they can't get out, but they can find out what's going on by turning on the radio. I'm John Ink from Wausau, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for education and information. It comes to you. You don't have to go hunt it down.
Pledge at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and we're asking for your support of WPR. It's our fall membership drive. Whatever amount you choose is the good amount. It's the right amount. $10, $20 a month. What do you think?
$10 or $20. That's doable. And with that $10 or $20 a month, you get unbiased news, you get high-quality entertainment, informative talk shows like this one, and even great music. So you get a really rich experience no matter when you tune in, and the depth and breadth is really possible thanks to listener contributions. So make your listener contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a big thank you for all of our sustaining members. With ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card, you have a big influence on WPR's funding. You make it more stable. You'll probably find that the automatic monthly payments are easy to fit into your budget. And now is a great time to increase that gift, perhaps. Think about it, for a few dollars a month. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you can make it happen.
Yeah, and after you've done that, then another way you can help is by telling your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, social media is significant in our lives these days. So, you know, post it on social media or forward the article on that we've written. Just let them know that you support WPR, and that will help plant that idea in their minds, and maybe they'll contribute as well. So you make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and then let your friends know that you did and how good you feel about it, and the fact that you're helping to support the station that you enjoy every day.
We have 26 more pledges to go,
26.
KP.
Yeah. We can do 26.
We can do it, you know, about a pledge a minute, a little more than that. And we need to do that. So here's how you can give. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, as an added bonus, you get entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. And we also have the pledge, the new WPR tote bag. So you can show off your WPR pride with a pledge of just $6 a month. That's only $72 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, we thank you very much. You may want to make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 a month or whatever amount is good for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A member from Sauk City says, I've never heard a show I didn't enjoy or learn from on WPR. Think about that. That's saying a huge. That's huge. It's a valuable source of information and perspective, and I rely on it every single day.
That's a wonderful, wonderful statement. Thank you for your pledge of support as well. And thank you all for making your pledges. We are still looking for about 25 more people to make a pledge in this hour, so go to the phones now, 888-202-2552 or pledge at WPR.org.
Thank you. The cost of college, how parents and students can plan for it, discuss where they want to go, what they want out of a college experience. Market Watch reporter Jillian Berman is our guest, and we're referencing a Wall Street Journal article on 8 questions that should be considered that was in the September 21st Wall Street Journal. We have a lot of phone calls coming in. Katie in Clinton is next, Jillian. Hi, Katie.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just wondering if the youth option program had been discussed yet. I've had my two oldest ones have taken advantage of that. And what that is that while you are still a junior or senior in high school, through your local tech colleges or community colleges, you can sign up and take courses, and the cost is absorbed through the high school. It takes a lot of jumping through hoops to make sure all the scheduling is good and that you're taking the right kind of courses, but it's a good way to get your general kind of courses, your math, your English, those kind of courses out of the way before you've even graduated high school. So I was just wondering if that had been discussed or...
No, it hasn't been. Thank you for bringing it up. Jillian.
Yeah, so that is a great way for students to save money if they can work it out. Sometimes, you know, different schools or counties call that dual curriculum or things like that. But essentially, high school students take, you know, community college classes that count towards their high school graduation and hopefully count towards their college graduation as well. And in that way, you know, you get some of those classes out of the way. You don't have to spend the money on them.
Right.
And by the time a student gets to their four-year school, they can spend a little less time there if they want.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Katie, very much for calling in. Lori in Elkhorn. Hi, Lori.
Hi, this is Lori. I have a social work degree, which I obtained about 40 years ago. One of the problems is that... over my career, I have never had a very high income. Unfortunately, social workers seem to be at the bottom of the pay scale.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I have never been able to pay off my student loans. There were times when my loans were put in abeyance for a period of time because I was making less than what I would have gotten if I had, as a stipend, if I had been a Peace Corps volunteer.
Oh, my.
So at age 65, I am still paying off my student loans.
Oh, Lori.
I know other people in my field who are in the same position.
Mm.
So this really, unfortunately, I don't want to get real political here, but this is what some of the candidates are talking about. As far as the student loan debt, I have been paying it off throughout my entire career and never been able to get out of it. So I don't know what your guests may have to comment about that, but it is a real situation.
Yeah, that's not right, Jillian.
Yeah, so, you know, that's definitely a big issue, you know, that we see in a lot of sort of public service jobs. And now, unfortunately, it's too late for too late for the caller, but nowadays people who take out student loans and end up going into nonprofit work or working for the government can have those loans forgiven after 10 years. And so, you know, the point of that is kind of to avoid the situation that the caller brought up. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, she's right. All too many people are, you know, they pay their loans back throughout their lives. A couple months ago, I wrote a story about people who were having their Social Security taxes, their Social Security wages sort of garnished Ooh. Back because, yeah, they hadn't paid off their debt yet. So it really can, you know, it unfortunately can follow you forever.
And when you say nowadays that it will be forgiven after 10 years, what does that mean? Is it retroactive at all?
My understanding is it's not retroactive, but basically starting Congress passed a law in 2007 called that allowed for this thing called public service loan forgiveness, which, you know, essentially if you work in the public service profession, you make payments for 10 years, and at the end of those 10 years, they'll take your loans away. But unfortunately, I don't think it applies retroactively.
Yeah, Lori, I think it wouldn't hurt to get a member of Congress or somebody's attention here and try to make it retroactive. Start a campaign.
Oh, we are campaigning. There is a campaign out there for
okay.
Forgiveness of student debt, particularly for people who have been in public service. The sad thing is, I actually have been working for Indian Health Service for the past 6 years, and the loan repayment program there has a limit on it of $40,000, and my debt was way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am still, that's one of the reasons why I'm still paying.
Right. You know, somebody needs to take it up who has some political clout, don't you think, Jillian?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Good luck to you, Lori. That's not a good situation and not fair. Alma in Montello. Hi, Alma.
Hi. While I agree with your guest that you should pay off your credit card loans first because, after all, they're high amounts, there's something called the rule of 72s. What it is the interest rate, and we were talking about a 6% rate for the students, divided into 72 is the number of years it takes your money to double. So if you've got a 6% loan, in 12 years you're paying twice as much as you would if you borrowed. Therefore, rather than save for a house, I think I'd pay off the loan. That's just my comment.
All right. Thanks, Jillian. Would you do the same?
Yeah, well, so it, you know, it sort of depends. I mean, a lot of the experts I spoke to on that piece, basically, you know, what they said is people, especially young people right now, they're in such a rush to get rid of that student loan debt, and then they pay it all off. And first of all, they don't have the opportunity to invest that money in some place where it could become more money. And then the other thing is that then when it comes time to buy a house or make some other big purchase, they've already used, you know, all that money to pay off their student loans, and they don't have the credit anymore because, you know, it's not like a home equity loan where you can borrow against your house or something like that. So, you know, it depends. Obviously, it depends on the person. And if the debt is really weighing on someone, you know, then it may make more sense for them to pay it all off. But, you know, there are situations where you may not want to rush the loan repayment.
Mm-hmm. Maureen in Woodstock, hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk about my niece who played the French horn. And although there were other marching band instruments available in high school and in middle school, she really went for the French horn because it's such a rare instrument, and it was needed for the orchestra that she ended up playing in a small private school down here in Illinois. And they threw money at her to play the French horn.
Huh.
And and another thing was that because her mother was ill, my sister, they pulled out a whole different set of papers for hardship. So when there's something going on in your family, whatever it is, illness, recent loss of a job, something like that, don't hide it. You know, bring it out there and say, and this is what else is going on in my family.
Right.
So anyway, those things worked to the good for my niece, and I think she ended up paying maybe $6,000 in debt when she graduated.
Oh, that's not bad. And does she still play the French horn?
I think it's rusting away while she pursues a career in extruded aluminum. But
in what?
You know, extruded aluminum.
Oh.
That's not her go-to career. But
right. Yeah, well, that's fascinating. And sometimes there are scholarships for French horn or tuba or, you know, whatever, children's theater. There are a lot of different scholarships worth investigating, right, Jillian?
Yeah, definitely. There are, you know, there are scholarships for, you know, really for anything. One of the financial aid experts I spoke to for this piece talked about a client who made really great GoPro videos, and so, you know, he found a bunch of scholarships that were sort of relevant to that, and he applied to them and, you know, got a few. So, you know, really, as long as you cast your net wide, you can probably find something.
Absolutely. Jillian, thank you very much for all your work in the area. Our guest, Jillian Berman, and her piece will be on our Facebook page if you want to look at it. It's in the Wall Street Journal, and it's 8 questions that are very important to ask as you contemplate college. We do a lot of shows on this topic. It's a big concern. Well, I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and we are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Your support really is an essential piece of the funding for the Kathleen Dunn Show and for all the programs that you enjoy on this station. The drive is an important one. Please become a contributor with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, please, in the next 5 minutes or so, we'll try to get as many pledges as we can at 888-202-2552. You know, you give to WPR to support the station that you love. And we also have an exciting reason to make a pledge now. You'll be entered in to win 2 tickets on a WPR trip. You can tour Cuba or travel to South Africa or across the Canadian Rockies. And you don't have to donate to enter. You can just go to WPR.org for those details. But we do appreciate the pledges. And if you do pledge now, you can be entered into that drawing. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know that the cost of college is an important issue in so many families, and we've done many shows on this topic, and it's an indication of what we do. Next hour is going to be fun. That should be a word. We'll have a lot of fun with that, and I'm sure you'll add words that aren't in the dictionary, but why shouldn't they be? So it's just a sampling of what we do on a daily basis. Make this hour and all of the hours in the past and in the future possible. Choose a gift amount that's good for you and make your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And again, we have that tote bag available to you for the pledge of just $6 a month. That's all. It's $72 or more pledge, and you can take this really wonderful recycled cotton tote bag that's printed right here in Wisconsin, and it has our WPR logo on it. It's a really fantastic gift for just a $6 pledge. So if it's yours now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
During this fall membership drive, pledges have been coming in from $5 up through multiple thousands of dollars. You can consider joining the 9XM Leadership Council with a gift of $100 or even $200 a month for all the programming that's essential to your life, and you could afford to do that. Some of you can. Make that leadership gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we also get pledges during Pledge Drive from all over the world.
Yeah, we do. It's amazing.
Texas, Alaska. I've even seen Japan and Germany. So if you found something very special here at WPR, you can help make it possible with listener support by giving now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There's a guy cleaning the window right outside the studio. Forgive me.
We're definitely doing a show about phobias.
He doesn't have one. I have one for him. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to alarm anybody. It's just, you know, one of those quirky things. All right. Here's the number, 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. All of these programs, they inform you, they inspire you, they entertain you and engage you. I mean, it's good. A member from Pleasant Prairie says, I love everything about WPR. I'm a bit of an addict. I know many of you are. You listen all day on your computer, your phone, the car. And this member is a sustainer. It's an easy way to support WPR. However you support, please support 888-202-2552.
Yeah, I like sustainer gifts. They're kind of, it's like, you know, pay it and forget it. So you you sign up, you choose an amount that you want to give each month, and then you don't have to think about it. And then every time you hear WPR, you know I'm a listener, a supporter.
Yeah.
It's easy to do. 888-202-2552.
And thanks to everybody who's pledged. We can't thank you enough. It's so important. I know that many of you, like a member from DePere, grew up on WPR. You listened as a child, and it's a family member. It's something that is very important in your life. So pledge 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And thank you so much. KP, thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks to all the pledges.
Yes, thanks, everybody. News is coming up. We'll return.